Rie at 6 a.m. before the first day. 6 a.m. the 81st day. So then you cannot do Nitame Meis Leis because the Tara she handled within the 24 hours, more than 24 hours, 12 hours prior, was still the Mitea. How can you Mitame? So that's why it's Dain Shaiton. Dain Shaiton. Only in the case where she had a period immediately after the completion of the Mitea. So the lack issues. So the Gemara's kashi is Utitame Lipkide Lipkide. Utitame Lipkide Lipkide. Suppose this woman, you know, the aloha is that Noshim who are Eskis Bitares, that has nothing to do with the Israeli Bible. That's why today they don't do it. But when Noshim were Eskis Bitares, whether she was a married woman or a Pnuyo, so because of Tares, she had to meet Egyptike. Every woman that handled Tares, Trumas, had to make Egyptike Bishachis Ubiavis in order to make sure that she was clean. So Mele, so every woman made Egyptike, let's say, at night and in the morning. So she made Egyptike the night, let's say at 6:30 p.m. after the 80th day or after the 40th day, she made a dik and she was clean. And then she had a flow of dam at 6:30 a.m. the 41st day. So it couldn't be mitame all the tares she handled within 24 hours prior, because that would include hours in the Yimitare. But let's be mitame all the tares she handled between 6:30 p.m. last night and 6:30 a.m. the 41st day. Mipkide lipkide. So let's be mitame these according to Rav. So the tam pil pkide kim di meis leis leke. Mipkide lipkide namo because of Rav. Let's see the Rashi.
What do you say? Either one would be safe. Mipkide lipkide or meis leis. Whichever
is less, whichever more. The Gemara says that in view of the fact that the whole aloha of mitame meis leis is it rabbonon. So mele, when are we mitame? So we cannot do mitame mafreya even mipkide lipkide either. Because only when it's possible that all the tarash handled within the 24 hours prior atome. But here in this case, if let's say she had the period at 6:30 a.m. on the 41st day, so is there a possibility that she was, that all the tarash she handled between 6:30 a.m. on the 40th day and 6:30 a.m. the 41st day, Atame, there is no such possibility. Because all the Tara she handled prior to 6 p.m. the 40th day are certainly Toya. So since we cannot contaminate all the Taras for all the 24 hours, even though it's logically possible to be mitame,
For
12 hours, we're not mitame. That was the Kodesh Chachamim. In view of the fact that Midraisa there is no Shoshim, because Midraisa will rely on Chazon. So it's only the Rabbonon. So only when we can be mitame, when there is a logical possibility that all the Tarei she handled within the 24 hours prior, then we have mitame. But if it's impossible that all the Tarei she handled within the 24 hours prior atome, even though it's logically possible that all the Tarei she handled within the 12 hours prior atome, you're not mitame yet. This is what the Gemara said. King Meis Leis Leke Mipkide Mipkide Nana Lugazu Rabbanon. The Rashi. Die Lecke schuf, den Schwasser mit dem Schmein, der hat mir jad. Die Lecke und mir am Eis leis. Dafür haben es mir gehidne, wie sag ich von dem Teuer. Und die Tame ipkidek, jen im Botko Schachis, und was hat mir ja, die Tame tarisch Arvis. Wie auch alle Kolonien mal der Lecke schuf. Die hat viel mit Kinder, mit Kinder, mit Kinder, zwischen den Himmel, da ist Scheiter, und bis sie und ich hier rein. Toshma, die Lebe ist diese Hüfche, so von der Leute, Toblo, wie Roasso, hoch und bisham und ich hier so, und bis sie und ich hier so, wie ich leine le Rav, die haben mein Echot, mich mochen mit Tamelach Vyovich, Tamelach Vyovich, and a lady that was my own say, so why should it be say, say, it's like damn from the chaitan. It's not damn to me. Am I mitame lach yovich? Omoach lady, I'm not the amre ki tane di shavi. In other words, because before the Gemara mentioned the price, fi shavi b'reyach adam tia shdaya shaito, so that accorded with lady. And but according to Rav, so it was difficult. So he had to apply it to an unusual case of lucky shoes, of lucky shoes. So not all cases, but Levi holds that this price apparently holds the Shnima Yonese. So Levi agrees with that price and the other Breise is Chinkan Levi, and Levi paskens like the Breise of Shavi. So, I know the Amag Tanah di Shavi. So let's see the Rashi. Oh. The Chos Man Shavi Tovlo mit HaMelach V'Yavish. For Kim di Sofrach in Leide, Vare Posak, V'Kashi Levi, Ki Tanah di Shavi. The Omar Leil, V'Shavi in Bereach Adam Teah, שדאיו שייטו, ואנוי קינא בדיי כשוז, ואפל הוכה דאיו שייטו, אהו משנים היונסי. ויבוי סיימא בשפס, ודיס ברייסי אוף ילדס בזייב, שסופו ולטוב לו, ביסילל סי מיתם אלך יובש, has reference, so the kasha was according to Levi, but it's from my interior. So Mele, so why is it Tamilach Yovish? It's from my interior. So the answer is that this price that says that Holchu Bisiru Shitoson has reference also to Shifas, like the Mishne, Shifas. So Mele is not in my interior. So because it started from the Mayim Tomei. Bishifas. Now, so the Gemara is the Kashe, Vosofro Katone, Vilu Posak, if it's Shifas, how was she able to complete the count of clean days? Clean means she has no flow of them. But if it started in the Yimei Tumas Leide, and it didn't stop, so how was she able to complete a Zayinikin count? For Sofro Katone, Vilu Posak Heche Sofro. So the Gemara says, Hoche Bieleres Nikeno Bizeva Skinon. The Shavua Kama Posko, Shavua Basra Loi Posko. The Kosova Yemi Lidoso Shem Reben, Elim Lo Lisfira Zivoso. Like Rove, not like Abai. That's the Raya of most Rishenim. The Daloch is not like Abayah, because Rabbi Tam passions like Abayah. According to Rabbi Tam, it's one of the Yalkigam, the Lamed, the Melende Shinereyabe, so he passions like Abayah. So the other Rishenim, they passion like Rove, because the Gemara here says, because of Adimelidoso Shinereyabe, Eilinlo Lisfira Zivoso, Eilinlo Lisfira Zivoso. Now let's see the Rashi. וסופרו קטונה, פיליפוס הכי חסופרו, משם אלוהים בשפעס מיתום אלוהים מיתיה, וספירה הוכה, how is it possible to visualize a completion of his ספירה? if she started Mimei Tume and it didn't stop. So Uspira Hare, Genshoisu Yoledes Nikiva Bizei, Vimei Tumas Lady Shneishwai, U Posko Shabua Kame, Vizoi Sfiroso, because Sobadu Lidos Shinre Benilisibos, like Ove, Vishabua Shani, Lori Posko, Vihosa Viniftach, let's say she stopped seeing Dam the first day later. It was Dam, and then she stopped seeing Dam. So the eighth day after the lady, she was able to complete the count of Zayniki. Then, so she already counted the Zayniki. Then, on the 14th day, she had the flow again. And it continued into the 15th day. So that's how it's possible to visualize a completion of Zayin Nikiyin and still be Shifas. V'chozav v'shavua sheni loy posko, v'chozav niftach mayim tomei, v'shifas miseichei v'seich shavua shlishi. Let's say the flow started at 5:30 p.m. the 14th day, and it continued into the 15th day. But she was able to complete Zayin Nikiyin from the second day till the eighth day of the Leil, because she only bled the first day of the Leil. V'shofaz m'seir sofer sheshlish u'nishmocha mitam elach v'yavish le'bisirel domimayim tome yoso v'teiro le'teir ose el b'yein eru tfile u'bisham ha'toyad b'yein mitam elach moneh v'oshal melu. Now this Rashi is Miratzi Mikre, and the Marsho is the Kashi against this Rashi. And if somebody did not trouble himself to look into the Marsho, he himself should be bothered by the same Kashi that the Marsho has. Here the Gemara is explaining it according to Levi. And according to Levi, so we still hold that it's Shnei Mayonis. So why does Rashi mention Viteiro Leteirose according to Bisila or Bein Leteire? That's a little bit hard, but a little bit lady. It has nothing to do with Bein Leteire. It's Meraf Zemigre. Meraf Zemigre, it's very difficult. So that's the Kasha that Marsho raises against Rashi. Ubis Shamai Toyer Divine Tali Rachmone, Voshamu, Lochenokatila is Nikevo, Dio de Zohor, Efshal, Lispir Shibo, Shali Tipsik Mashu, Achalim Lede, we have a Shibo. Alright, so the Rashi is difficult. Now I don't want to give the Teretz on this Rashi, because we didn't cover the Teisves, I mean, it's very basic Sugya, the most basic Sugya in it, in Yerasne. This is the most basic sugya. This is what I think. One of the most basic sugyas in Hilchos Nidah. Anyway, so there will be a shiur tomorrow too. But let me just finish up, so I'm not going to discuss this Rashi. Then we'll give it teretz tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem. But just finish up the Gemara with the Rashi. Omer Rabino Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Shem Nisachre, Itla Masutra La'asren Vidorish, Hilchos Kavosi de Rav Lechumre, Hilchos Kavosi de Levi Lechumre. Rav Asher Omar, Hilchos Kavosi de Rav Bein Likul Lebein Lechumre. Dorish Mreima, Hilchos Kavosi de Rav Bein Likul Lebein Lechumre. Hilchos Kavosi de Rav Bein Likul Lebein Lechumre. All right, that's all for today.
Rav Willis.
On this Gemara, and also the Marshal on this Rashi. But this Rashi is very difficult. Rashi says, I'll leave the lady, because we still hold Yehu Tfilet Tola Rachmoni. I'll leave the lady, Shnei Mayones. So it's not, and it has reference, and the Mishnah is reference to Shifas. Shifas. So it's from the Mayim Tomei. So why Yehu Tfilet Tola Rachmoni? Because it's from the Mayim Tomei. finish the Gemara up to the Mishneh with Rashi, and we encountered a very difficult Rashi that the Marsho raises. Now, the Rashi says, in connection with Levi, who says that according to Bisil, Shnei Mayones, the reason is why Bisil says, because Bisil hold that Biyomi Mutzkir Torah Rachman. So the Marsha raises the Kasha against Rashi. That's only Shaykh Alubi Rav, who says it's Mayan Echot. It's Mayan Echot. So maybe the time of Bisil is, and according to Rav, so Ben Shifas, Ben Lemi Shifas. So it's mitam lach v'yavish. It's mitam lach v'yavish. So the question is, why is it mitam lach v'yavish? So beyond the Tfilat HaRachman, but according to Levi, who says that I will be Bisil, so Shnei Mayonis, so Mele, if it's not Shifas, so then it's Toira because it's like dam from another mile. It's like dam from another mile. Like dam from Chayvah. So Bisil has to be applied to the case of Shifas. Shifas, so the dam emanates from Mayan Tome. So it's not because we even feel it or Rachmane. Even if she's divorced, it's Tome. Because it emanates from Mayan Tome. It emanates from the mind Tomei. That's the kasha that the Marsha raises against Rashi. Now, so we have to understand Rashi Shit. Now again, let's go over the Rashi. Vosof Hokatone, Vilu Posak, Hilche Sofho, Umshane Leila Mishipas, Meitumelini Teah. So let's say she started to have the flow at 5:30 p.m. on the 14th day, and it continued into the 15th day. Usfir hechavoye kigayin sheis yoredes nikilo bizeiv. In other words, and suppose the bleeding stopped, subsided on the first day of the lady, and then she counted from the second day of the lady till the eighth day of the lady. Zayniki, and then in the afternoon of the 14th day at 5:30 p.m. the flow started, so she already completed Zayniki. Vishavua uposko uspira lichavoy ochavoy kigen sheis yeledes mikeva bizei v'mitumas leilo shnei shvuay uposko shavua kamo. In other words, on the first day, the dam lady subsided. And then she started to count, Zayin Nikin, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. Then she already completed, and the eighth day of the lady, she had completed a count of Zayin Nikin. And then, in the afternoon of the 14th, she started to have a flow again. So, Uposko Shibua Kame, Vizu Yisfiroso, because somebody in Lidoso or Shein Reben, Eilo is the Aziba, so like Robe, Vishavua Shein Yuen Posko, Vichosa Vinuktach Maim Tomei, Vishabas Mitechei, Viseich Shavua Shlishi, Unshmochem Mitamu Lach Yodish, Libisil, Don Maim Tomei also, Vite Oli Tiharte, El Bienu Tfile, Ubishamai, Istoi Adriemi Tarachmone. So the question is, why do they say, Rebisil the mind tummy also, Vitilin Tahat Abim Tfilah? No, because it's Shifas. So all the dam emanates from the mind tummy. And tummy is, it's clearly plowing the Rashi. This is the Marshal's Kashi against Rashi. Ubishamai Toeya, Ibrahim Tahat Rahmani, Vosholmalu, Ulochan Nek Nokat, Gledesh Nkeiro, דיוד זוכו, אי אפשר לספשיבו שלא תפסיק משהו אחרים על הידי. בלי הווה אלו, אלו שיבו, אלו שיבו. Unless it's a little bit abeshte, but that's an unusual thing. All right. Now, Tesis and that on the Hilam base, we didn't go over the Tesis. But we didn't go over any Tesis and that on the Hilam base. But before we start going over the Tesis and the whole Sugya, let us just take notice of the Tesis that on the Hilam base, the Bahamasra Bishifas. In other words, the Gemara asks the Kashi here. Meisri. The Mayalede Shalei Tovlo Bisham Alim Mitzalei Koch Mini Ragleo Ubisilim Nitan Lach Biyodish Kosal Kodait Ovi Posko Najifas Bishlim Lerav Yomai Nechovu Nishmoch Mitamei Lach Biyodish Because Bilim Utfilet Lerach Mone אלוהי בידון השנים היום נסעים, המים איתם מלאך ויורק. So it's like דם from the חדר, איתם ליצור מים טויה. אומר אחלי בי, הוכת מי הסתינון בי שפס. When the flow started on the 14th, and it continued into the 15th, so maybe it's still a continuation of the flow that emanated from the Mayan Tome. So then the question is, if so, why does the Mishnah say, was the Mishnah say, Tamayu de Shalom Tovlo, implying that if Tovlo, then it's not Mitame. If it's Shifas, or even if Tovlo, so it's Tome. Because it's Mayan Tome. It's a Mayan Tome. So today he says, "Ein achanam v'hashte afil b'tovlo yitamo b'sila lach yodesh." So why does the Mishnah mention? Why does the Mishnah mention tamayil d'shaloi tovlo? So that's how we b'shama. So masnis ninokat v'loi tovlo mishum b'shama. Mishama. Then today he says another kasha v'intima. Ibedes kotone harde yildes gavikule bishama lechum bisila, because the Mishnah in Edyes mentions all machlekes of bishama and bisila where bishama is the killing and bisila the machmir, because usually most of the time bisila the killing and bishama the machmir, but they are machlekes where it's just the opposite, where bishama is the killing. So this machlekes the mayildes shalei tovlo, so he's mentioned among the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, where Bisham had been killed and Bisilel machmir. Till Vedis got on a hachmir, that we call Bisham and Bisilel, how he bishifas mitich men, liachamem. So, have a Bisilel, likule. Have a Bisilel, likule. So, v'yish leimah, d'chiyishal, b'tchiyas leidishal. Not Shifas Miteich Mem Lachamem, but Miteich Zayin Le'acha Zayin. Miteich Yudalet Le'acha Yudalet. So then, Bisila the Machmir. Yishli Madechis Albetchias Leish. Anyway, so Teisa says here that according to Levi, that Bisila, the time of Mitame Lach Yodesh is because Yichifas, so it emanates from Mayim Tomei, so even the case of Tovlo, so Bisil is Mitam Lach V'Yovish. But the Mishnah says, Damayim V'Shalom Tovlo, that's how we Bisham. Pashtis Loshna Mishnah is not like this. Damayim V'Shalom Tovlo, so Bisham and Mitarim, a Bisil Emrim Mitam Lach V'Yovish. But this is how tasteless explains the Mishnah. So the Ma'ir Shaitov, Bishama Yimim Chereikoch Memaragleo, Bisilayim Mitamelach Yodesh, so Leitovra is mentioned Alibid Bishamai. Alibid Bishamai. Because Alibid Bisil, I'm Ibn Tovlo, so he's Mitamelach Yodesh. But Alibid Bishamai, that is Mitamelach, only Leitovra is Mitamelach with Rabban. But by Tovlo, so then it's not Mitamel at all, not even Lach. But apparently Rashi is chilek on this. And Rashi assumed that in view of the fact that the Pashtus Loshon HaMishneh tends to indicate that Loi Tovlo relates not only Alibid Bishamai, but even Alibid Bishila, some mele, it follows that even Alibid Bishila, even according to Levi, so only Loi Tovlo is Mitamelach Yodesh, but Tovlo is not Mitamelach Yodesh. That's Rashi. Oh, but the question is, what difference does it make? After all, it's Ishnei Mayonis, so it's a Mayontoya, but here has reference to the case of Shifa, so then it emanates from a Mayontoya. Now, let's see again the Gemara at the bottom of the Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Toshma. Kinei dvoiso titmo. Kol yisrael. Dehavar umichtav vitomo shivas yomim kimei nido. Through ishtik. Why kimei nidas dvoiso titmo? So that's miyusel. So the rabbi says beyal. Dvoiso titmo, the rabbi is aliyas. Dvoiso titmo, לרבי סייד אז בזה שצריך או שתי שפשיב המקים. So from that yito we learn out three separate halachas. Now, generally, whenever there is a yito, we learn out only one halacha. Here, we have a yito and we learn out three halachas. First of all, the tivum leilis is mitamei, not only the daylight part of the day, but in the night. Secondly, that Yeledes Bezeib is Shriko Shetesh of Shiva Nikim, Tinikim. Thirdly, that the Baal is also Tom. Three Sevedalachas. Why three Sevedalachas? Manifshach, if it's Miyusas, so it comes to tell us to teach us one halacha, not three separate halachas. So the Och Neya says, I mean, that's the Balabatish Teretz, I mean, there is no other Teretz. Now let's see a Loshon HaKos. Tabir Amin Sol Eim Avisha Kisazriya, ויולד זוכו ויתומו שיבס יומים כימי נידס דוויסו תיתמו. So in other words, so the whole expression is Miusa. Why did the Torah have to say כימי נידס דוויסו תיתמו? Torah could have said כימי נידס דוויסו תיתמו. Why כימי? So the כימי is Miuter, and from כימי we learn out that even Leilis. Leilis. Then, from Nidas Dveiso, we learn out that Yeledes Bezeik is Tzricho Shetesh Shiva Nikim. And from Titmo, we learn out, because Titmo is also Yusa. Let's say the Torah wanted to teach us that Leilis also is Tome. So the Torah, and to teach us that let us be saying if it's Chirush Deish Nikim, so the Torah could have said, Kimei Mi As Deisa. Why Titmo? We understand that it means Titmo. The Tomo Shivas Yomim is already mentioned. Kimei Mi As Deisa. So the Tifam Titmo will learn out the Aloha that the Beal is also Tomo. So we learn out three Alohas. So Familias Dreisol learn out that Hiledes Bizei is Sri Choshetei Sheshirni. Alright, that's the plain pshat in the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, Vishleim l'rav v'omayin echadu mishmoche b'ayoshiv v'niki. So according to Rav et Mayan Echot, that's why the Torah says that it requires Shiryam Nikim, because it's actually Mayan Tomei, but the Torah was retired. But if she has to count 17 days and she had this kind of a discharge, so it's not clean. Oh, the question is, according to Rav, why does the Torah have to mention especially to Zakoshi? If it's my nechot, so maybe Mitzah Svora, I should say. The answer is no, Mitzah Svora, I wouldn't say. True that it's my nechot, but in view of the fact that there is a Zakoshi, that this damn story, so without the Zakoshi, I would say, true is the same Maya. So what? But there's a Zakoshi of its story, so maybe it's a clean day too. So there's the Gzeres HaKosov, even though it's Toea, but since it's from the same Mayon, so maybe it's not considered any day on which you have a discharge of the dam is not considered a clean day. Right. So that's a contra. Early Levi Domashni Mayon is saying, Lomo Yeshivo Bimashu Sadi. But according to Levi, why does the Torah say, that means if she was Yeledes in the Yemei Zeiv Ziva, and then so she has to count Zayin Nikin, so if in the Yemei Teya she sees Dam, so it's not considered a Zayin Yom Nikin. Why not? Even if she has a flow of Dam every day in the Yimiteya, but it's a Mayan Achea. Ishmina Yomeis. So it's like having a discharge of dam from the Cheder. The only thing that is necessary is that she shouldn't be Shifas from the Yimiteya into the Yimiteya. But as long as it's subsided, the flow subsided, the flow that started in the latest have stopped, and then a new flow begins in Meiteya, so it should be considered as a clean day because it's from a mind to ya. Bimashu Sagi. So the Gemara says, according to Levi, there's the Pshat in Yosakos. Horekoma. Tzricho shetifsik mashu sheyalu lo yeshiva nikim. Sheyalu lo yeshiva nikim. That, what does it mean? Shetzricho sheteishei Shiba Yom Nikim, that means that if she had the flow of dam, in the Himalaya, so then it has to stop before the end of the Himalaya. So then the 7 days in the Yimiteya will be considered as clean, even if a flow does take place, because it will be from a mind prayer. So that means that this is a kosuf of Kimeinidas Deiso Titmo. Why? Tells us that if a woman is Yeledes Bizei, and then she has a flow of doubt in the Yimeleide, but the flow stops before sunset of the 7th day, before the sunset of the 14th day by Yeledes Nikeva, so then the Yimeteya, the 7 days of the Yimeteya are considered Yom Nikim, even if there is a flow in Nikim. That's why the Gzeres HaKosuv Kimunidas Deisotikim. So maybe that's implicit in the posik of Kimunidas Deisotikim. So then the question arises. So now the aloche of Yimeteya is already mentioned in Pasuk Beis, in the Yitur of Kimenidas Deisa Titmo. Why does the Torah have to say again in Pasuk Daled, Ushleishim Yoyim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishad Meto? It's already implicit in Pasuk Beis, Kimenidas Deisa Titmo, that as long as she is not Shifas, so then the Dam is Damtea. If the Dam is Damtea, so maybe it's Yomiki. So, why does the Torah have to mention again, Ushleishim Yeim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishad Meto? So Rashi's teretz is, and this kashe, that actually, according to Levi, there are two Gzeres HaKosuvs in the Torah here. One Gzeres HaKosuv in Pasuk Beis tells us the aloche of Damteya because it emanates from another Mayan, from a Mayan Torah. Whatever the pshat is, you don't have to say, and it doesn't come out from the Mokia, but like the Chazam Sefer. I mean, I also said like the Sefer. I said that even Rav is made it, that it emanates from a different cause. But as far as Levi is concerned, I agree with the Chazam Sefer's pshat and Levi. This Vishnim Ayonis means it emanates from another cause. So that's why it's in Mayim Torah, in the Yemeteya. That's implicit in Pasuk Beis. And then there is another Pasuk, Gzeres HaKosuv, Ushleishim Yeim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishet Bidmitaor, or Yimali Bidlevi, that in the case of Shifas, where it doesn't emanate from another Mayon, from Mayon Torah, but it emanates from the same Mayon in the case of Shifas, but if there is Tfile, Yomim and Tfile, it's Damtea anyway. That's implicit in Pasuk Daled, Ushleishim Yeim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishet Meitor. So the Pasuk Daled is reference to Shifas. To Shifas. So by Shifas, so then it doesn't emanate from another Mayon. It emanates from the same Mayon, from the Mayon Tomei. But if she was Tiveles, so then the Dam is Damtoya. Now, if she was Tiveles, even if she keeps on being Shifas, so then you'll ask a question, some melee, that's why the Mishnah says, according to Levi, Damir Beshalitovlo, so be silim mitame lach veyavish. So according to Rashi, Dafkelotov, and the Mishnah is reference to Shifas, and the Gzeres HaKosuv in Pasuk Daled also is reference to Shifas. So, what does the Pasuk mean, Ushleishim Yeim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishet Meitor, if she was Tiveles? Now you ask, how is it possible, I mean, that she should be Shifas and be Tiveles? Well, it is possible, I mean, I suppose that she has to act like a flood woman, you know, I mean, to stay under the water, you know, to stay under the water for some time, you know, under the water, so she will immerse herself as a flood woman, you know, under the water, you know, before sunset of the 14th day, and she'll stay there, and she'll stay under the water till she's like a hobby of the 15th day. So then she'll be Shifas, and she'll continue to have a flow, and she'll be Tiveles. So in such a case, any dam that emanates continually after the Tfilah, so then will be Torah. And there's the Gzeres HaKosuv, Ushleishim Yeim, Ushleishis Yomim, Teishet Meitor. Because the Lashon HaMishni is Dam Yehuda Shalom Tov. So Teisa says that's Alibi B'Shamay. But Alibi B'Shamay even Tovlo. But according to Rashi, no. So according to Rashi, there are two Gzeres HaKosuvs in the Torah. One Gzeres HaKosuv refers reference to the case of Eino Shifas. There's the Gzeres HaKosuv in Pasuk Beis. Ki Minidas Deiso Titmo. So Tifsik Mashu. Tifsik Mashu. And once she's Pesach, and then the flow starts again, so it's Dhamtoya, without flow, because it's from another mother. But then there's another Gzasakos of Ushleishin Gein, Ushleishin Slomin Teshet Mitoro. That Gzasakos of has reference to the case of Shifas, where there was no Hefzik Mashu. So that's the Gzasakos of, that even if there was no Hefzik Mashu, and but if she was developed, so the Dam is Dam Teyar anyway. Because B'yom Mutfile Torah Rahman. So that's the Pshat in the Rashi. Yes?
According to Rashi, why do you have to call the Tufila before she gives up to Sakhala? Why can't she just go and you have to kiss Sakhala and the Tufila then?
What?
Why can't she just go and you have to kiss Sakhala and the Tufila then? Why do you have to go and there's all the bit of interruption?
If she does it that, I mentioned the case for like a fat woman. It's not always in order to have a situation where every drop of dam that emanates, you know, in the 15th day is toy. But if she doesn't stay as a fat woman under the water, the whole binash moshes. And she goes in, let's say, she fasts, the flow starts at 5:30, and it keeps on flowing. And then she goes in tefillah at 7:30. So it's already, it's a common, certain lila already, the holidays at 7:30. So any dam that emanates after the tefillah will be toyed. But the dam that emanated, you know, before 7:30 would not be told, but in a Khaname. So I mentioned like a fat woman, so that any dam that emanates in the 15th day will be told. But in a Khaname, in this case, if she goes till it while she's still Shifas, she goes till it, so then any dam that will emanate from her after she comes out from Tvile will be toya. But the dam that emanated, you know, in the night of the 15th, before she went Tvile, will still be toya. I mentioned like a frog woman, you know, in order to have a case where every drop of dam that emanates in the night of the 15th will be toya. So that's only if she stands under water for a long time. But she doesn't have to stand under water for a long time. She can go in for 1 minute. But to go in, let's say, at 7:30, and she's still Shifas. Then when she comes out, she's still Shifas. And so the dam, the drops of dam that emanate after she comes out from the mikveh, will be toya. Hilachanami. So that's why Rashi says, because somebody malidosa shenerei ben yisrael divosa vishuva shenu is posko vichoz avu niftach mayim tomei vishifas mitechei bisech shavu ashlishi umishmoche mitame lach viyobish, as long as she wasn't developed. But if she's developed and she, even though she keeps on flowing down, after she comes out of the mikveh, it's an infirmity. She comes out from the mikveh, and she keeps on flowing down. So the new dam that emanates from her, after she comes out from the mikveh, will be toya. Will be dam toya. So in other words, so according to Levi, we still hold that there are two xeris akosos of dam toya. One that is implicit in posit beis, kimenidas deiso, and that's based upon the mitzias of shni mayonais, and the other one. Even though she still she passed, and it emanates from her mind to me, but after three it's there, the dam is there. חזר נפתח מים תמי שפעס בתייך בסיר שבוע השלישי ומשום הוכה ניתן לך ויוליש ובסיר אל דמיים תמי עוס ותיר אולי תיארת אין לך לנו she doesn't have to stand the whole bin השמו של סן על וודה I wanted to mention an example where if she stivales so every drop of dam in the night of the 15th will be toya that's only shayach if she stands there for a long time like a frog woman ובשם הייתו ידועים איתה לרחמוני ושאול מלו ולהוכם לא קטילנס נקיבו דיול דזוכו ויאפשר לו ליספר שיבו שלא תפסיק משהו אחר עם לילה להווה אלה שיבו Alright Now, we have to go over the thesis but I don't want to go over the thesis in, you know, in the regular order because then the last thesis I might not even be able to discuss. So, first let's go over the thesis Hilchasik Rav Lechumre. That's a very important thesis. And then the thesis of Basel and Pascha. Hilchasik Rav Lechumre. ואם תימא הותרי חומרה דיססרה הדודי, נינו. So what's the question? No, because there is a gemara, but this is his mind. It's a certain gemara. Now, after the baskol, so the halacha is like Bisila. But prior to the baskol, the gemara says, in Yivomeres, that or in Eretman that Horei Tzelasis Kitev Bishama is Kitev Bishilel is suppose someone does Kikulei Bishama is Kikulei Bishilel so is a Roshi so is a Roshi suppose he does Kichumre Bishama is Kichumre Bishilel so the Gemara says Nivome is it's around Yivomes Yudalad, I think. So, Ksil Bachishach Derech. So, there is a loche that if somebody he powers up all the Chumres, so he is Ksil Bachishach Derech. So, why do we say here Tri Chumre Disas Radalino? Monef Shech. In other words, he follows up the chumre of Rav in the case of Shifas and the chumre of Rav in the case of Shifas in the case of Shifas from Mem Toich Mem Aleph or from Pei into Pei Aleph and the Chumre of Levi and the Chumre of Levi in the case of Shifas from Zion into Shmeino from Yudalad into Tesvav. The Yesh Lema, the Hochad in Sapkalem, posi kimala hachmir, o kimala hachmir, vi chai gavne I keshila yitz deven, haloche kidri kulon hachmir, gabi simoni bagres, vi chotze tzutz. So in other words, the Gemara says, ksir bachri shachirich, because prior to the Baskol, there was no achroni by the Chachomim. No achroni by the Chachomim would like the Shamar and the Bisira. So if somebody just is machir himself, paskins for himself, lechumre of all the paskins, says ksir bachri shachirich. Machine game, where the Chachomim themselves are something. Whether the Aloha is like Rav or the Aloha is like David. So the Chachomim paskin, lechumre. So it's not ksir bachir shachirich. Posik mal hachmech mal hachmech. In other words, the ksir bachir shachirich is only shayach when a person who is not a pesik in Yerayoi. And he just doesn't know anything. He just wants to comply with everybody's rules. He's very firm, all right? He's very firm, but he is anyway. So, Mashinki, where there is a machlokes between two Chachomim, to Tanoim, to Amroim, and the Chachomim of the later door, they themselves are a sophic, whether the Aloha is like this or like that, some male, Sveti the rights of the Chumre. So they have to pass kol chumra like him. It's not shayach to say ksir bachri shach. It's not shayach to say ksir bachri shachirich. It's bachri shachirich. Hiksa Rav Reb Mordechai Bar Yitzchak. Leivi d'homa shnei mayonesi. Shnei mayonesi. Hodi tani fei kish preir. Ki yeire sheyotza padachas vodo b'yei seder eskechovim. והכך נסגיירו אינסן לו ימי תומי ומי תארה. In other words, what constitutes lady? What constitutes lady? So in other words, you see, sometimes it's very important to know the exact moment of birth, especially when a child is born, a boy, a girl, so it's not like me. But a boy is born, let's say, around Shkia time, Friday afternoon. So then, it's very important to know the actual birth, because let's say the nurse records, let's say 8:12, let's say a boy will be born. Let's say not only it's important not only when it's born Friday afternoon, any day a boy is born, because when should be the bris? Whether on the day of the outgoing day or the incoming day. And if a Friday, so it involves a bigger problem. The question of Shabbos, I mean, it should be Mocheshev, and so on. But it's Nigeria. Anyway, if the baby is born around Shkia time, around sunset time. So if the nurse records 8:12, the baby will be born at 8:12. So the question is, what does the nurse call birth? Al Pidin birth is either when the head emerges from the mother's womb, even though the major portion of the body of the baby is still inside the womb, but as long as the head was yotza padachta, the head came out, so it's considered like. Or sometimes the baby comes out the other way, you know, with the feet first. So then only if the rov haguf of the baby emerged from the mother's womb. So that's why. So gieres she yotzo padachas vlodo b'yisei v'reskechavi v'chakach nishkei. Let's say, suppose the Nochish, who was about to be Misgaya, was later. And the head of the baby of the Nochish, who wants to be Misgaya, she was in the mikveh. And then the baby starts to come out. So the head came out, but the rest of the wolf is still in her womb. And then she went down to the mikveh. and was developed Lishim Gios. Lishim Gios. So, Parakach Misgairo, a nasty law, you may tume be in a time. You may tume be in a time. So, the Aloha is now. So, that means that the labor took place since the head came out, let's say, the head came out, let's say, at 3 p.m. in the day. And at 3, 5 p.m., so while the rest of the goof was still in the room, so she went through. So that means that the lady took place while she was still going, because she became a Israelis at 3, 5 p.m. And the lady, she was yelled out at 3 p.m., so she was still going. Now the halacha of Yimitare, Yimitumen, Yimitare, and the Torah says, Tabir of Me Yisroel Almeya, Isha Kisazriya, the old Zoho, the Tomoshiva Siamit Minyas Deisa Titma, that's Yimitumen. And then you may tell the Shleshim Yim, Shleshis Yom, and Teshet may tell. Ne Yisroel, but not by Nochim. So, since it's Isha Nochis Kisas, and the old Zohar, so there is no din of Yimei Tume, and there is no din of Yimei Tare. So in other words, so this Halacha, that a Yeres, even if she doesn't see any time, even if it's Lady Yalbeshte, so she's near 7 days anyway, only Yeledes Yisrael's Zohar is near 7 days without seeing time. But suppose she was a Goye, and she was Mizgaya 5 minutes later, after the Lady, so Mimele, then there is no Tumas in the lady of 7 days. But, of course, if she saw them, then she's like any other lady, if she saw them. But not Tumas lady as such. So, Gehira, she also padachas vodo, Gehizir is kavi, Parkach is gairo, and it's not only to me, Gehizir. So, in other words, so she's not near 7 days, even without them, she's not near. Only if she has dam, so then she's a nida. And there is no din of dam tila, because only by Israelis there is aloha of mitia. What does it mean, Israelis? If at the time of the lady she was a Israelis, but if at the time of the lady she was a goye, there is no mitar. So the discussion is, Vishni Mayonesein, according to Levi. So the reason is why the dam in the Shleisha in the 33 days following the 7 days is Toya is because it emanates from a Mayan Toya. By going to all 7 it's from a Mayan Toya. So maybe even though she was a Goya at the time of the lady, it still emanates from a Mayan Toya. So it should be Toya anyway. Vishni Mayonese, a Mayan Isli Mitara, a Mayan Tomei Soso. Uvirishes deifim namitna, den yeshin olaf yemeitume vimeita. Umahi breise lipchere es likoche kachol kokacholim. Di meiki kibishamai, di oma mainechodim, because Levi is made here to call kibishamai, it's mainechod. Inamel kishan ochea no damla kitan dishovi. Avu stamas nisni yitzi deifim, a mishne cannot be applied according to bishamai, because a Mishnah should be like Bisira. So it's different kosher. It's a very strong kosher. The Yeshleina. So there are two truths in this. The Nesni Miteya Rikal Mukme, Shlingen Shimroaso being Zion Zoho, or being Yudald Lin Kevo, the Havet Chilas Nido, Dein Tumas Leider Aleo. Dein Tumas Leider Aleo. In other words, that when the Mishnah says in Leisner Yumitea, he doesn't mean that the dam that emanates from her, from this illness, in the 33 days following the 7 days, inasmuch as the lady took place 5 minutes before the gales, some melee its stomach. No, the dam will betray her anyway, because Bimtzias it emanates from a mind toy. So it doesn't make any difference whether she was a Goyer or she was an Israelis. But an Isli Miteya means Shimroas or Beim Zayin Nizokho or Beim Dalet Linkeve, the Havetz Ras Nile. But by Israelis, so then the Tchilas Nile begins on the 41st day, or on the 81st day, let us Nikeva. Not on the and in other words, not the moment she starts in them, but here she, so if she sees them being Zion Zohar, being Dawud and Kibor, so that will mark the commencement of the Yemenia. The Havet Chias Nido, the intimate later, but by Israelis, it wouldn't, the Chias Nido would start on the 41st day. The 41st day. And here, it starts any time she has a new discharge of dam. Iname, so that's one terrace. So according to the first terrace in Tesim, that's very important. So even by Geiras, where the lady took place before Geiras, so the Xeras HaKosuf of Yemeitea couldn't apply, because the Xeras HaKosuf of Yemeitea applies to Bnei Yisrael, not to Enochis. But according to the lady, it doesn't depend upon the Xeras HaKosuf, because it comes out from another Mayon, from a Mayon type. Then the second Teretz says, no, Iname, Afal Gav Dishnim Ayonisei, Yesh Lutamei Hadam, Dimin Amokya Kose, Elo Dafke Bimokim Shatira Mitaros. Dafke Bimokim Shatira Mitaros. According to the second Teretz in Teisves, so it's Mifuresh. It's Mifuresh that the Pshat Shnim Ayonis, I mean, as the Chasam Sofer says, doesn't mean that it doesn't come out from the Moke. It means because it originates from another cause. Not the same cause as Mimei Tumas Leye. Not a menstrual urge. But it originates, while it originates in another cause, it still comes out from the same place, from the Mokia. So Mary, without the Zasakosuf, she should be in Ida. Because it doesn't make any difference whether it originates in the menstrual cause or in another cause. First Teretz and the second Teretz. According to the Lundes of the first Teretz, Teis Veshiti is that according to Levi, the Hishnina Yomis, So then, of course, it doesn't mean Shnei Mayones in the sense that it doesn't come from Mokher. That's inconsiderate. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. I mean, and I agree with Chassam Sofer so far as Levi is concerned. I say that we can say that even Rabbis made it, that to Levi, that it originates in another cause. But as far as Levi is concerned, I agree with what Chassam Sofer says. So the call of the first Roshim in Tesvest, first Eretz, so according to Levi, that is Shnei Mayones, even though Shnei Mayones doesn't mean it doesn't terminate from the Mokher, but it originates in another cause. So Mele, without a special cause, of which should be Torah. So that means that according to the first Eretz, one second, according to the first Eretz, let's say, and according to some Sefer, a woman who has ovulation bleeding, does not have to count. But the second interpretation says that even a geiras, in respect to whom the gzeras hakosuf of yumi tume and tare doesn't apply. Because Dabir Neisroel, the Torah says, but insofar as Yimitea is concerned, according to Levi, inasmuch as it originates in another cause, some male without exercise a cause, the dam should be Torah. The dam should be Torah. I mean, I'm sorry, that's according to the first Teretz and Deisves. But according to the second Teretz and Deisves, so even by the years, where we have no Xerasakosov, so Mimele, the dam is coming anyway, even though it originates in another cause, inasmuch as it emanates from Mokya. So Mimele, according to the second Teres thesis, even if we accept the Chassam Sofer Shita, so a woman who has ovulation bleeding is an ilo, because only the gavi in the teya will have a cause of it. So then it's toya. Mashenkin will have no zeras a cause. As long as it emanates from the Mokeh, so she is male. So that's an afkimine. According to some Sefer's pshat, you see, according to some Sefer's pshat, whether a woman who has ovulation ring has to count Zayinikin or doesn't have to count Zayinikin. So according to the first Eretz in Tesvest, so she doesn't have to count Zayinikin, and according to the second Teretz, she has to count Zayinikin. Yes, you want to guess something?
And the Geiras?
You have to go over the thesis.
Which thesis?
There's a thesis. Anyway, Tesvest says in so many words in the second Eretz, he says, Afogad Dishnim Ayonese, Yeishli Tamei Hadam Dina Mokya Kose. So Tesvest says in so many words that even if it's in another mile, that means it originates in another cause, Ligamma, But as long as it comes out from the Mokea, so Mele it is Mitam. It is Tami. But, so why does Levi say that it's Toya because it's Shlima Yonis? Because here we have Gzeras HaKosov. But according to Levi, the Gzeras HaKosov is based upon the fact that it's from another Maya. But without the Gzeras HaKosov, even if it is established that it's from another Mayon, it is still Tami. Now, does it follow from Tosfos that a woman who has a relation with him, so it's stolen the two Rishonis in Tosfos, according to the second Rashi, she is a Nidah, and according to the first Rashi, she is not a Nidah? No, it doesn't necessarily follow. If we say like Chasam Sefer, so then it follows, then it's stolen the two Rishonis. But if we say the pshat in the machlokes between Rav and Levi is the way I said, that there is no machlokes in mitzvahs between Rav and Levi, and that insofar as the mitzvahs is concerned, so both Rav and Levi are made that it emanates from the mokeya, but it emanates from another cause. And the machlokes is midin, whether dam that emanates from another cause, but from the Mokeya, has a din of Damnido, or he does not have a din of Damnido, so the male of the two Rishonis in Tosfos is in respect to Levi, but in respect to Rav, both Rishonis in Tosfos will agree, because Tosfos kasha is directed against Levi. There is no kasha by Tosfos against Rav. So the male, if we say, like my pshat, in the machleke between Rav and Levi, then a woman who has ovulation meaning is not told in the two Rishonis. If we accept the Chasam Sefer's pshat, then a woman who has ovulation meaning is told in the two Rishonis of Tosfos. But if we say like my pshat, so then with the two Rishonis in Tosfos have reference to Levi. Mashein chain, according to Rav, not because Rav says that he may tell it's Mayon Echot, even though it originates in another cause, so still he says that it's Mayon Echot. I had that chale of population reading many times. I had it in New York, I had it in Chicago, and that chale is most of the time asked in connection with the hardship situation, because ovulation takes place 14 days before menstruation. So if most women do not bleed as a result of ovulation, but if a woman bleeds as a result of ovulation, she has a problem conceiving. So there are a number of couples who couldn't have children for a number of years after the wedding, because if she'll count...
Why can't they conceive?
Why? Because when she menstruates, so she has to count 12 days.
Right.
12 days? 5 and 7. So then they have to be separated.
Right.
And if she bleeds when she ovulates, which is 14 days before menstruation, so then, again, she'll have to count 5 and 7, another 12 days. So, yes. There are only 2 days that they'll be able to be together.
No, 6 days in a month.
No. All right, no, but then she couldn't, you see, before ovulation, she couldn't conceive, because there are no egg cells that could be fertilized. So only 2 days will be left, you know, when they could be together. So the possibility of conception is reduced to minimum. I had a challenge. So in certain situations, because of the of these considerations, now, so I was now. The fact is, when, when a woman has menstrual bleeding, so she usually bleeds for at least 3 days, and sometimes 5 days, most of the time 5 days, and sometimes 6 days, and sometimes 7 days. More than 7 days, that would be abnormal, because it's below Eis Midoso, as the Rambam points out. That's in Eis already. If it's, if she bleeds for more than 7 days. But when a woman has ovulation bleeding, then she just spots one time and that's all. So in certain situations, I was matir the woman to count Josiniki, not for ovulation bleeding. I mean, yes, for ovulation bleeding, not 5 and 7. So, the, and these women, I mean, in all these cases, they were able to conceive. Yeah, they were able to conceive.
We
get
a little
Alright, that's the status. Now, is there a shochnoch here? Then maybe, what is that? No, that's shochnoch here there, yes? Is there a tool here there?
Yes.
Or maybe?
The big one.
Okay. And Parshat Asriya, I don't remember, probably the first psukim. So the Ravetz mentions a big chiddush. Now there is a halacha that if a woman has a maka inside and she bleeds, and if the rebbe, the doctor, establishes the fact that she, the bleeding is not menstrual bleeding, but it's because she has a sore inside, so then she enters the Bible. So the Ravet says, the Ravet in his Pirush Antersianim says, and Rabbi Hillel in his Pirush Antersianim says the same thing, that that's only if the Maki, if the Reifi says the Maki is Nazdoli. In other words, it's not in the uterus itself. But if the Maki is in the uterus itself, as she has an ulcer in the uterus, so and that bleeds, then she's in here anyway. Even though it's not menstrual bleeding, it's because of an ulcer she has in the uterus, so she's in here. So the Raiva Chitta is certainly like that. The Raiva Chitta is certainly like that. That, that any dam that comes out from the Mokir whether it's menstrual origin or some other cause, even if it's a make mamish, even if it is a make mamish, so is considered makes something new. What?
He passes like Rav.
No, I don't know. I mean, the Rebbe doesn't discuss Rav and Levi. Of course, the halacha is like Rav. I mean, according to what I said, the pshat in the machlek between Rav and Levi, so that Rebbe is in accordance with Rav because we pass like Rav. We pass like Rav. But anyway, but we might say the pshat like the Chassam Sefer, and according to the second washing days this year, so even according to some Sefer, so it means only because of the Gzeres HaKosov. Well, but without the Gzeres HaKosov, so any dam that comes out from the Mokeir is tummy, unless we have the Gzeres HaKosov. So by Yomiteya we have the Gzeres HaKosov. But where we don't have the Gzeres HaKosov, so as long as it comes out from the Mokeir, it's tummy. So that the Rebbe says that, and Rabbi Hillel, Miss Peosh, and Tereski, and him say the same thing. Now, the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Piches, but you don't have to look it up, the Taz mentions the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Piches, Sif Hei. Sif Hei. Now, if you look into it, you don't have to know what it's all about. Afilu Sifei in the Taz, in Simen Kuf Piches, Afilu Roa Sodam, Zeru Koa Sifei, the Neka Moker Shalom, Vumidire Atur, Shekosa Velohoisa Pisekes, Liris Kolzman Sheison Chtiches, Hoyer Besachitzi, Upirish Bes Yosef Trilo, the Riposko Liris Damamish, Vafilu Hoche Teiro, the Talunon Hadam Bichtichesis, the Ukshalu Yalze, the Afogad, the little Talunon Bimako, Hanu Miru Mako Shabizdori. Our Hochesh and Mako Huiso Bimoker Atsme, Efshalutami. So the Yosef says that. In other words, when a woman has in the discharge certain Chtiches, together with them, so they chose that she has a certain sickness. Why would if she has chtiches? So Mele, the Bes Yosef says, since the Mako is the Moker Atzmi, Efshalitam. So the Bes Yosef is a suffix. And the Bes Yosef doesn't mention the Raibet Rabbi Nihil because the Bes Yosef didn't have the Raibet Speirush. That came out later. The Raibet Speirush Ante Raskianim. And Rabbi Nihil's much later. I mean, the Raibes Perus, so the Chofetz Chaim.
Who is Rabbi Hillel?
Rabbi Hillel, one of the Rishonim, Tesis mentions in Shavuos, Rabbi Hillel. So, but as Bes Yosef Midas Atzmei said, Avol Hoche Shamako Huiso, Bimoker Atzmei, Ef Shavitamei, Valkil Chozar Upirish, that Tul Mayra Midam Elechtir Estanes, Hoaso, Vihik Shavidaki Meishe, Ala Bes Yosef, מה שהחמיר למה שהויסו המקו במוקר עצמי. ואולי אמרו להם פריק, התנקס נמנס איש הלימה המקו יש לי במוקר, שממנו יצא דם. So, that's a קשה, so it's ignore me for a second. So you can ask that קשה. You can ask that קשה against the Raibet and Rabbi Nihil too. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is very simple, Balabatish. I mean, in other words, that the Raibet will say, that Mako Yishri B'moki Hashmini Sdam doesn't mean B'moki Mamish. It means Somuch L'moki in the vagina canal, in the Beis Achitzi. This is Somuch L'moki. But in the Moki Mamish, Eimach Mamish is a Nido. She's a Nido anyway. Anyway, so we have a Machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo in the Akimish. And the Ramo, of course, here, yeah, is mashma like Yishitim in the automation. That in this Hagoy, in Hagoy Gimel, I mean, we go over, so you'll see. So, it says, "Hoyo b'yadimim v'adai shenekam in kiru machmas makoyim." So the Ramo paskens that when it's machmas mako, if the bleeding is machmas mako, even mako in the moker itself, not the nazarim. So she's still. But the Bais Yosef says no. Now, I know rabbonim. There are many rabbonim who pass kule because the child arises many times when a woman has a sore in the uterus. And the yet that's right. And rabbonim, there are rabbonim who pass that she's mitaras the bayla, as long as the doctor is convinced that the bleeding is not of menstrual origin. But in my opinion, it's not a shit of a portion. True, the Ramosh it is, but in Lisa Kores, so we have to be chayshish for the shit of Bais Yosef and the shit of the Raimet and Rabban Hira, you see. So we have to be chayshish. But we are Rabbonim, most Rabbonim today pass Kulatera, they call it. Most Rabbonim pass Kulatera. Now, I don't want to mention names because I can't have credence in what people say. Ramesh was not of this, Ramesh was not of that. So I'm not so sure that Ramesh was matter. But I know they are Rabbonim who are matter. And they are matter because the Ramo Paskins is massive and vicious. Now, but according, one second. The question is this, you know. It seems that the thesis of in the second parrot, he says that a Geiris does not have Yemeteya, even according to Levi. Because true it's Mayan Achea, it does not originate in a menstrual cause, but since it terminates from the Mokeya, so she's anyway. Levi only says by Yemeteya because we have Exeras HaKosu. But well, we don't have Exeras HaKosu, so then she has to be Tmeyo anyway. So this is the second time it says that by Geiris, so she has to be, she's Tmeyo anyway. Even according to Levi. Why? Because it terminates from the Mokeya. So the question is, why a macro down from a macro in the Mokeya itself? So she be clear anyway, and there are more paskins is Masik and Bezir. So how do we explain the Ramo? Now, there is another shayla. There is a machlokes that has to do with Simon Kuf Peches, but I'll discuss it now because it has to do with that in here. There is a machlokes between the Negev Yehuda and the Tiferes Lameishi. It's in Simon Kuf Peches, that machlokes. If a woman goes to the doctor and he inserts an instrument, a Shiferes, inside the Mokir, inside the uterus, as doctors do, you know. So many times the woman bleeds after the insertion of the instrument in the uterus. Sometimes the woman doesn't bleed. Now, if she has the doctor, so the doctor say, if she doesn't bleed, it means there is no bleeding. So why? Because he was very careful in inserting the instrument not to irritate the tissue of the uterus. But there is a tshuva in the Yehuda, and the Yehuda paskens that even if she doesn't bleed after the insertion of the Shriferes, as long as the Shriferes, the instrument, was inserted into the uterus, sometimes the doctor doesn't go in so deep, you know. But if the Shriferes, the instrument, is inserted inside the uterus, she has to count Zayin even if she doesn't bleed. Why? That's how the Nehuda passes. Nehuda says, because the Gemara says, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, but many Rishayim pass like that. The Rambam doesn't pass like that. But many Rishayim pass like that in Psichas HaKeva V'Leidam. So the Gemara says in Sichas HaKeva V'Leidam, when it comes from inside to the outside, not when it's the other way around, from the outside inside, as when a doctor inserts an instrument. But the Yehuda takes it for granted. He says, it's a double portion, it doesn't make any difference whether the Sichas HaKeva takes place from something coming out from inside into the outside, or from something coming from the outside into the inside. In Sichas HaKeva lay down. So maybe even if she doesn't breathe, that means there was very little dam, but there was some breathing, and it doesn't make any difference. Even if it was dam kechavel and kechavel, and even less than kechavel, so it makes sense. First Lameisha is fake. And First Lameisha says, not only if she doesn't bleed, she doesn't have to count Zayniki, but even if she bleeds, she doesn't have to count Zayniki. Because if she bleeds, why does she bleed? Because the instrument irritated the tissue inside. Some, in other words, some...